Welcome to the Motherhood Journey. I am so glad that you're here. This is a space where we allow the daily joys and the tough moments to shape us and build us into the beautiful and powerful women that God originally designed us to be. Let's walk this out, mamas. Let's enjoy the journey of motherhood and see it as the blessing that it is. Hello, beautiful mummies. Welcome back to the Motherhood Journey. I have a very fun podcast for you today. I am actually handing it over to my friend, Ellie Lowe. You've heard from her before on here because we've had an interview. I am using a recording that she actually did not record for a podcast, but she's just that flippin' awesome that you will see. She is just got a bomb of knowledge of goodness and truth and just the most sweetest heart to portray it to us mamas that she actually sent to a group of women quite a while ago. And when I heard it, I was like, this is such good, deep, practical truth that I'm so inspired by. I would love to use it on my podcast one day. Anyway, we've popped up now to me and my postpartum time, and it is just the perfect time to send it off. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. I just listened to it then and have listened to it a few times, and I'm just like, yes, like so encouraged. So she talks, she starts off talking about the difference between worry and concern, which was really interesting. I'd never heard of the difference between those two things before. And then she goes deeper into explaining the importance of feeding our children spiritually. Just her tips and the way she explains it was just such an awesome kick in the butt and also big hug of encouragement. Of just how truly important this is and how authentically we can be doing this with our kids. It's so important. So be blessed, sweet mamas. It is going to be jumping straight into her diving in because I just grabbed it from a recording she sent to some people. So just excuse if little parts won't make sense, but in general, you'll get the awesome message and I know you're going to be blessed.
And we were talking about, first of all, the difference between worry and concern. I think that I have slipped into worry a couple of times. I used to struggle with worry a lot. And then this year I've had definitely concern over Ezra, just really finding it harder than I thought to really release him into school. And not being with me 5 days a week and just being surrounded by a lot of other influence of peers and just me not being able to know what he's actually going through each day. It's been a really big adjustment on my heart. And the Lord's really been reminding me of the difference between worry and concern. And I just don't want to let myself slip into that worry or anxiousness or that fearful-based kind of thinking, because that's obviously... we're called not to do that. There's so many scriptures that I could talk about where it's telling us not to worry, but the few main ones that I thought of was in Matthew 6, in Philippians 4, 1 Peter 5, and in Luke 12, where it says who can add an hour to their life by worrying. And anyway, all really well-known, really good scriptures on anxiousness and worry. And then, I was just thinking, you know, what is like the real difference between being worried or being concerned? And I guess worry is kind of when you are really just letting your thoughts go wild without any anchor point, and they're kind of fear-driven thoughts. They're not like stable, faith-driven thoughts, whereas concern, I feel, is having a genuine heart or caring for a person. So showing concern for a person is actually a good thing, because it means that they're important to you, that your heart is genuinely towards that person and wants the best for them. And I was just thinking of how many times Paul writes in his letters of how he has concern for the church that he's writing to, and his heart is just so for them and so devoted to them and their walk with Jesus. And he uses that word concern many times, but in a positive way. So I was like, that's so cool that we as mothers can have like this motherly concern for our children, but we just have to watch that it doesn't turn into worry or anxiousness, because that's all like fear-driven rather than love and faith-driven. So from that stemmed with that concern, with the concern I have for Ezra and being in school and being away from me and me not knowing like kind of what's influencing him most in those 5 days. So what do I do in terms of having that concern for him in his strength of character and just like how he's handling all these big life changes at school and stuff? And I was just thinking, I was actually chatting to a friend yesterday and she shared this cool analogy with me. And she was saying, you know, we feed our kids every single day physically, like we feed them food. We would never skip a meal for our children. We would never send them to school without their lunch. Like, just like, oh, I can't be bothered doing that today. You'll be fine. Like, you can just go without your lunch today. And we would never do that. We meet all their physical needs each and every day because that's just what we do as mums. Like, it would just be negligent and cruel. Yet, how often do we neglect to feed them spiritually? And I was like, wow. It just like really hit me and I was like, wow, this is so important to feed our children spiritually and to actually raise them up, train them up in the way they should go, which is obviously, we know that one's Proverbs 22 verse 6. And in the NIV, it says, start children off on the way that they should go and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. It's such a beautiful scripture to stand on because we're really implanting them, embedding them in truth by leading them in truth. And these things are so important. It's just as important as their physical food, their spiritual food, that it becomes just so normal to them to speak of the Holy Spirit, to speak to Holy Spirit, to be led by Him, to know Him, to understand Him, to know who they are in Christ, and to understand that this way of life is not just like, God is not just a God that we meet up with on Sunday at church. He's not someone that arrives when we start praying, or like He's not just something we talk about when we're sitting down to read the Bible before we go to bed. But, and all of those things are really, really good, but I never want them to become legalistic or like rituals or religious acts to my children. I want them to just be part of their life and that they know that God is in every detail of their life, every single moment. I just want Ezra to know, like, Holy Spirit is literally leading you and walking with you in every single moment of your day, whether you're with mummy or you're not with mummy. Holy Spirit's there with you and He loves you and He's protecting you and He's speaking to you. And I'm like, I know He's so young, He's only 6, and I tell this to my other kids as well, and obviously they're much younger, but I just believe that if we can start them up, even if they don't fully understand the language that we're using just yet, or they can't fully grasp these things just yet, it's going to become so real to them one day because this will just be normal life. Like, it will be weird to live outside of God. It would be so weird for them to live outside of Christianity and outside of this kind of talk and this way of living and this way of being. So we were chatting and I was thinking, you know, okay, so we meet all their physical needs. What about their spiritual? How can we meet these spiritual needs, especially at such a young age where it is tricky to have like the big, deep conversations because it can be like big topics for them to grasp. But I was thinking of some simple ways. Obviously, praying for them is awesome because we can do that in our own time, in our own mind, in our space, before we go to sleep at night, when we wake up in the morning, as we're making them lunch. We can be praying for our children all the time, and we need to remember how much power that has. Like, we're actually declaring blessing over their life, we're speaking truth into them, and we're just lifting them up to the Father and really trusting that their life is safe and secure in His hands. And it's just such a privilege to pray for our children and to hear from the Lord speak to us about them as well when we're in that place of prayer. It's so special. And of course, we can pray with them, which is equally as important and equally as special, because this means that we get to kind of simplify our prayers to a language that they can really understand. And I was saying to Katie last night, I was like, I think it's cool to be able to show them in a really simplified language how they can pray to God while we pray with them. So we're not trying to make these extravagant, like crazy, bold prayers, like while we're praying with our children. Not like sometimes it kind of just happens when we're praying as a family, but when I'm just sitting with my children and praying with them, then I can just really simplify it and keep it in their kind of language that they can use when they pray to God on their own, and hopefully encourage them and they'll be like, oh, cool, I can really talk to God like this. Like, this is easy for me. So it doesn't feel like this big scary thing for them, but it's just like normal conversation. Number 3, I wrote, just to be an example to them, just in our everyday life. And this can be obviously one of the hardest things and, one of the greatest things that we can, I think it is the greatest thing that we can do for them, is to literally be a living example of who Jesus has called us to be. And that can literally just look like how we respond to certain situations, how we respond to our children, how we react to things, and, just how we carry ourselves in everyday life, just bringing joy into the household, you know, setting that tone of our home, being loving and gracious and kind, and literally just living out the fruits of the Spirit from our place of surrender and intimacy with the Father, that would just like naturally play out and be an example for our children. And I think having that kind of responsibility to, you know, like show that to them, really like lead them in that truth, it's really good. It's kind of like, it's not an added, I was saying last night, I was like, I can't think of the right word to use. It's not a pressure that I feel in my life, but I do feel the weight of it. I do feel the weight of its importance. And I think it's really healthy for me to feel that weight, because it makes it just, you know, a bit more important. I can't think of another word to use, but it just makes it feel extra important for me to be living my life in this way, because it's impacting my children and how they will carry themselves through their own lives. So, and then number four, leading them in their own personal relationship. So like figuring out how to lead our children into their own relationship with God, so that they're not always relying on our relationship with God to get them through, and they're not relying on our faith. And of course we'll always be there for them, we'll always be encouraging them and praying for them, praying with them whenever they need it, but our really important role is to make sure that they are walking in their own spiritual walk with the Father, because it's only from there that they can develop a true faith, true identity, and really understand the Father's love fully when they experience it themselves. So yeah, that's a really important one and quite a tricky one, but I was thinking, what are some practical ways that we can do that? And I think it's literally just, I think being an example to them is honestly the best way that we are leading them anyway. But just, you know, if they're hurt, sad, fearful, like leading them straight to prayer, straight to God, and that becomes their natural response, and things like that, or looking to the Word for our answers. You know, if we're finding things tricky, like, what does God's Word say about this? Like, let's find out what the truth is about this situation, and little things like that. And again, it can be so simple, so basic, but Holy Spirit guides us in those things, which is so awesome. And then lastly, speaking encouragement and truth over them always is just so amazing, to be able to speak the truth, because I was thinking, you know, Ezra is already picking up a lot of different things from school and a lot of different just behaviors and words and things. And I'm like, this behavior actually isn't okay, because it's not your created value. It's not who you were created to be. And I just want him to understand his identity and who he actually is in Christ and all that Christ has done and given him, to be able to walk in such freedom away from these behaviors and away from these, yeah, just kinds of speaking and living and stuff like that. So speaking that truth over him and just reminding him that of who he is, and not to give in to these other things, but instead become a leader for his friends, to show them the way back to Jesus, back to truth. So all of these things seem really big for like 6, 4, 3, 2 year olds. I know that they seem really big, but I think you can kind of translate it into a really simplified way. And I think it's more just us having that mindset and just being aware of our responsibility in this area, to have concern for our children, to always be looking for ways that we are strengthening them in their walk and just be an example to their life, praying with them, for them, all those beautiful things. And lastly, I just want to finish by reading this really beautiful verse that I read in 1 Peter 2 out of the Passion Translation. It's 1 Peter 2, verse 2. It says, "In the same way that nursing infants cry for milk, you must intensely crave the pure spiritual milk of God's Word. For this milk will cause you to grow into maturity, fully nourished and strong for life." I just love that so much. So I was just thinking, you know, we have to crave, obviously, that milk that of God's Word for us to grow spiritually and to full maturity. But how good to share that with our children from the very beginning, so that their spiritual mature growth starts now and they begin craving it now, so that it's just strengthened their whole life, fully nourished and strong for life. So good.
Alrighty, sweet mamas, I'm going to pray with you today after listening to Ellie's message with you guys. I know that you would have been blessed by it, and I am too. And let's dive in and just pour our hearts to the Lord in him equipping and just creating such a stable truth of this in our hearts, so we can live it out on every day. Jesus, thank you so much for these mamas. Thank you for each one of them, wherever they're at right now. Thank you, Lord, that your word and your voice and your spirit is only ever speaking to us with love and kindness and strength, Lord Jesus, not ever in any guilt. And I just pray, Father, that you'd raise each one of us up. If we've been awesome at raising our kids spiritually or totally forgotten and neglected that part of their lives, that we can start today. Your mercies are new every day, and I praise you for that, Lord. I use that oh so often, because how deeply do we as mamas need your mercy, Lord, with all of the push and pull and emotions that are going on in our lives, living out this beautiful high call. But yeah, Father, just as Ellie was just saying with needing spiritual milk, like, Lord, I want to want your word like a baby, like, wants milk, like they are screaming for it, and they're like bashing their face outside trying to get latched on, and they're just like, this is everything to them. And it needs to be everything to us, Father. And just as Jesus said, like, you, man lives on so much more than bread, but on the living word of God. And I thank you for that encouragement today, that your word is so important, not only for me to be reading in my times, but be reading to my children, and they be sharing their truths with them every day and be praying with them. I just pray for just enlightening in all of our hearts, like, that you just light us up, Lord, to want this and to think of this and to remember this and to steward this well, Lord God. We need your help so much, but I thank you, Father, that truly, as Ellie was saying, a life lived, role modeling, showing them what authentic faith and relationship with you is truly the most beneficial. And so I pray for each one of us, Father, me included, that we would continue to make sure our focus, our goal is set on you, rejoicing in you always. I've literally written that in Philippians this morning. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And Paul's not just saying, again, I say rejoice to make it sound fun. He's trying to really push a point. And I pray you help us, Lord, to just be holding these attitudes and responses that are of your kingdom, because it is so important. We need your help with that so much. Anyway, you're so good, Lord. We love you. We honor you. And we thank you that you are taking care of our children and that we can be leading them to you and you will be raising them for us. You're so good, Lord. Amen. If you enjoyed tuning in today, subscribe here and connect with me over on Instagram, where you can DM me or find my email, as I'd love to connect deeper and pray with you.